Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to talk about why starting a business is a process and how you can start your process today when you understand the journey that you're about to go on. So welcome to another episode of Failure's Knowledge Podcast, where we speak about turning failure into success because we are learning on the journey. And we are learning on the journey because it's something new that we have to learn. So welcome. Get ready. Get your pen. Get your notebook out. Today we're talking about the basics of starting a business and how I learned the process behind the 90-day challenge and everything that I learned from it. So let me go ahead and hit live. Let me go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Go ahead and prepare to learn about what I've been doing over the last couple of months and why I did it. The main important thing to learn is that you, when you have an idea, the idea is something that's in your mind. Even though it's something in your mind, you have to be willing to put out to the world, to the universe, to other people, so you can get validation and say, hey, I'm doing something right. Hey, I'm solving a problem. Hey, I'm not the only one with this issue. Many times in life, it's understanding that there's more people that has the same problem that we're dealing with. When I did my 90-day challenge to make $100,000, I failed drastically. I didn't even make nowhere near $100,000. But what I did learn is the importance of executing the idea, of executing the thought, and executing the challenge. It was hard. It was difficult. It was challenging. But the biggest thing that I've learned is that I can really understand the process of starting a business. And even though there's so many different small details that go into launching a business, growing a business, and really being profitable, because I only made $10 and some change. No, I'm sorry, I only made $217, but once I invested back to the business, I was around $10 and some change. There's lessons in there. Every day I was learning something new. If I would have never done the challenge, I don't think I would have learned as much about business so quickly if I didn't do the 90-day challenge. So the 90-day challenge not only taught me about what I was doing, it showed me that your idea is a problem that you struggle with. So let me go ahead and write this on the board, is that starting a business is a process, and you have to start with an idea. Starting a business is a process. A business is a process. A process. And I'm going to show it in the camera. And it says, starting a business is a process. It's a process because first you have to have an idea. One thing that I've learned is that an idea can only take you so far if you're not willing to act on the thoughts that you currently have. So I went to this conference, and it was called the Money Is Conference, and they just explained how money works. They said money is always moving. The difference between the poor and the wealthy is that their money, the wealthy people money, is always moving. And the poor people money is just still, like it's not making no type of traction, it's not making no type of profit, not anything of the nature. And so when he said that, it was so confusing, because how is money always moving? Why is money always moving? Why does it have to move? And so when there's a cycle, there's a pattern that goes on within the process. the cycle, I'm gonna put cycle, and then I'm gonna draw some arrows right here. I'm gonna draw some arrows right here because the cycle never ends. The reason why the wealthy is able to move the money, well, what I'm learning, I'm not gonna say I know fully of why they do it, but I'm learning every single day, and there's a process behind the cycle that they go through because the money is always in rotation. When you have an idea, your idea is always in rotation. You have to be willing to not only understand your idea, but work on your idea, learn your idea, improve your idea. You see, this 90-day challenge taught me that if I have an idea, I have to be willing to put it out to the universe. And that's exactly what I did. I put it out to the universe, and I was able to learn what type of business I would like to have, what type of help I would like to provide to others, and what problem I want to focus on. Now, it was a struggle because so many different people, so many different entrepreneurs, so many different mentors that I went and got counseling from or consultations from, they say, man, your problem is not big enough because all it takes is just for you to show somebody how to launch a podcast. And I was so confused. I'm like, man, like a lot of people want to launch their podcast, but why can't I help them launch their podcast? I want to help them launch their podcast, not from the basis of me learning about podcasts. You're like, no, like this is a serious problem because people struggle with having confidence on camera. And so I'm going to different mentors. I'm asking different questions. And they say that you have to be willing to understand that your idea is only an idea if it's not validated, if it's not proven, if it's not discovered, if it's not a cycle. See, I had the problem of being confident on camera. I had the struggle of knowing what to speak about. I had the struggle of knowing who to talk to. And so I figured if I had a problem, I can't be the only one going through the struggle. You see, the struggle has not only taught me more about the process, more about business, more about marketing, more about communication, more about team building. It taught me the importance of patience. Because when you have an idea, your idea is constantly in rotation. Your idea is constantly moving. Your idea is constantly cycling through your mind. Because it's different phases that you go through. Yes, you have an idea. My mom, she can draw. My mom, who raised three boys, who was a single mother, raised three boys by herself, is a phenomenal drawer. When I say phenomenal, she can take a blank board, a blank canvas, and draw something in her imagination onto the paper. Like she can draw, she can look at something and replicate the image onto the drawing, and that's beyond creative. But first she had the idea. First she said, I want to draw this particular picture. I see this picture and I think I can draw this picture. You see, the cycle, the first cycle that one has to go through is recognizing what the idea is. You see, cycle, you see, point number one, hold on, I ain't gonna erase it. Hold on. First point, idea. See, when you have the first idea, your board is going to be blank. Oh, I got an eraser right here. That's crazy. Your board is going to be blank. And I'm going to rewrite this. I'm going to rewrite this because in the middle, I'm going to put idea. And for those of you listen to Phase Lines Podcast, I appreciate y'all. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you want to watch the visual image, go to Terrell Humphrey at YouTube. So let me get back to the video. So this right here is called an idea. When you have an idea, your idea is transforming. You can't transform your idea if you don't understand your idea that you have. You see, this demonstration right here is so good because your idea is the idea that counts. It's the idea that matters. It's the idea that strengthens your thought. But many times in life, if we don't understand what's in our mind, how can we pursue and do the work that's needed to be done? You see, the 90-day challenge not only taught me about the process, it taught me your idea is only a thought if you're not acting upon it. It turns into a question. It turns into wonder. It turns into things that people are struggling with. You see, the reason why your idea is a cycle is because your idea is constantly evolving. It's kind of like a seed being planted. When you have a seed planted within the ground, you don't see the work that the seed is doing until time has went on. But you don't see what's going underneath the ground. You don't see what's going underneath the seed. You don't see how the roots is growing, how the seed is becoming strong, how the idea is flourishing. Because when it starts to poke through the ground, your ideas start to be spoken upon others. You see, you have to be willing to understand that you have to see your idea first. After producing 893 podcast episodes, I didn't even know that I was trying to build a media company. I didn't even know what a media company even was. I didn't even have a thought process behind it. But what I did know is that I was willing to really put myself out there in a vulnerable way to say, hey, this is what I'm learning. I'm doing this 90-day challenge to learn more about business. Yes, the goal was to make $100,000, but I learned so much more about business, about communications, about marketing, about really just putting myself out there. You see, when you put yourself out there, your idea is flourishing. Your idea is growing. Your idea is strengthening because it starts from the ground first. You have to build the roots. You have to have a foundation. You have to have the purpose behind your seed. Because once it's planted, you start doing the work. You see, in order to go from the first point, which is having an idea only grows when you take an action upon it. You see, the reason why it's a cycle is because your idea constantly evolves the more you take action. The next point I want to say is that the more you take action, the more you will understand your idea. That's the next point I want to hit on, is that that's the second point within the cycle. So first point. Hold on. There we go. First point is the idea. Hold on. Idea, I'm going to put that right here. Second point is action. And we're going to put that right there. Your second point is action. Let me show you in the board. Your second point is action. What action are you doing to understand your idea that you have in your mind? You can only understand what you are doing when you are executing your ideas. You see, the 90-day challenge was to make $100,000 in 90 days. And it was also to teach me more about the type of business that I would like to have, why the type of problem I would like to solve, and who I can potentially help. It helped me identify that I had a good idea. And once I start adding action behind it, and once I started adding things to do behind it, once I start recognizing that the work that I was doing was helping me identify the idea that I had, it validated that I had a strong idea. But just because I had a strong idea doesn't mean nothing if I'm not willing to act upon it. You have to be willing to act on your idea, because if you're not acting on your idea, people are not going to see what you have been thinking about, what you have been doing, what you have been working on. You see, last year, 2024, January 2024, around this time, I attended a business cohort, a veterans business cohort called Action Zone. And when I went to this program, it was something I wasn't expecting, because I just knew I wanted to have a business. I wanted to be in business, but I didn't know what type of business I wanted to have. I thought I wanted to have a social media business. I thought I wanted to have an advertising business. I thought I just wanted to really connect with others through social media, because I understood social media. Now, what I didn't recognize is that even though I understood social media, I had to narrow down my search. I had to narrow down my idea. I had to narrow down my thoughts, because my idea was too broad. One thing that I've learned while being in that cohort, because they let me attend it multiple times, is that you can't speak to everyone, but you can speak to someone, and you can only speak to someone when you're taking the right action. You see, the idea came from me wanting to have a business, wanting to start a business, and I'm still learning that the idea is constantly growing, it's constantly being produced, because I'm taking action for myself. I'm taking action on the work, and I'm executing on the education that I have received. There's a difference to be educated and not do anything with the education that you have. Whereas when you are educated and you get and you start acting upon it, your ideas start to strengthen, your ideas start to grow, your ideas start to flourish because it's something that you are acting upon because you are educated in this area. Now, I'm not saying I know any and everything. I got tons of books behind me, but I haven't read all of them. Well, one thing that I've learned by reading many, many books is that first you have to shift your mindset to know that you have that you can do it, that you know that you can become more, to know that that you are evolving. See, your idea matters. It's why it matters. When I started my podcast half a decade ago, I started because I wanted to make a difference. I started because I wanted to just help others or just to help strangers, or just to help someone. I started it because I was going through a problem. I started because I was going through a phase. I started it because I had an idea. There's a process that there's Denzel Washington say, first you have to learn what you want to do. You have to have an idea and learn and get educated on why this idea is either strong or not strong. So you have to be educated. And then in the same video, he say, first you learn, then you earn, then you teach. But first I'm still learning. See, your idea is only an idea if you're not willing to learn more about it. The reason why the second point of action is so important, excuse me, is because you have to be willing to understand that there's a process that you have to go through. There's a process that you have to experience. You can't skip steps, but you can go through every step, one step at a time. And so you have to be willing to always learn. See, the action comes from you learning on the job. There's a thing that says when you learn on the job, you retain, you understand, you keep more information because you are learning on the go. You are learning as you are doing. You are learning as you are improving because you have to be willing to mess up. You see, the reason why I love this podcast, the reason why I love the name of this podcast is Failure is Knowledge, because you have to be willing to fail first before you see any kind of success. Because as you're failing, you're learning. As you're failing, you're growing. As you're failing, you're improving. You see, you can only improve when you first have an idea. And once you have this idea, you have to be willing to act on the idea. Because a wasted knowledge, wasted education is nothing if it's not acting upon. And so I'm learning on the go. I'm learning so quickly. I'm learning because I have an idea. My idea is constantly growing. Because I'm constantly growing with my idea. And eventually, my idea comes with the action that I'm taking. You can't get better if you're not willing to take action on your idea. See, you see, starting a business is a process because first you have to have an idea. What is the idea that you want to pursue? I wanted to pursue a 90-day challenge to make $100,000. And so far, I've only made $217, but I had to invest back into the biz. Now I'm around $10 and some change. Why am I sharing this with you? Because I had an idea. I had an idea that I wanted to do something. When I did it, I failed at it. You see, it's not bad to fail, because failure is knowledge when you learn what you are doing. You have to be willing to take action on the unknown, because the unknown is going to show you what you need to improve on, what you need to learn, what you need to discover. Because your idea is just like the cover of the book. Your idea is just like the cover of the book, because the cover of the book doesn't mean anything if you're not willing to open it and read it. If you're not willing to open it, read page number one. If you're not willing to open it, read page number two. You see, many times in life, it's the action that stops a lot of people. Because how do you know the work that you're putting in is making a difference in order for your idea to come true? You see, your idea is just a thought. Your idea is just in your mind until you understand the work that you need to do. You see, when I was learning the work that I was doing, I was learning on the go. When I had a question, I had people to reach out to. I had mentors to reach out to. I had people willing to teach me the way. But it does nothing if I hold on to that information and do nothing with it. You see, your idea is a cycle, because you're constantly improving, you're constantly learning, you're constantly evolving within yourself. How can you evolve if you never act on the ideal? You see, the reason why this is a cycle, the reason why your idea is a cycle, because it starts with your seed being out in the open. This is your seed. Your seed is out in the open. But until you take it off and write on the board, your seed is only covered. You can't see your seed grow if you never take the top off and let it do its work. Because you have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to do the action, because your idea is constantly evolving if you're willing to take the seed off. If you're willing to take off and do the work. You can't grow if you're not willing to grow. You see, I learned throughout this time is that the third thing that I've learned is that it takes time. Third thing is that you have to give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. Or in other words, give yourself permission to fail. Excuse me. And the reason why I'm saying this like this, hold on, let me show the board. Third step is that you have to give yourself grace. You have to give yourself permission to fail. You have to give yourself permission not to do good. You have to give yourself permission just to mess up everything. Because eventually, when you start to learn everything, you start to understand the steps, the process, the way things need to be conducted in order for you to recognize that you are doing the right thing. When you have an idea, you have to act on the idea rather than talking yourself out of the work. Because it took me a while to really talk myself into doing the 90-day challenge. Because I didn't know if I would be able to do it. I didn't understand that if I could do it. I didn't recognize that it was going to be a lot of work. It was going to be hard work. That 90-day challenge was extremely hard. During that time, we had to evacuate from Florida and go to Atlanta because of Hurricane Helene and or Milton. I think it was Hurricane Helene, if I'm not mistaken. It was one of the hurricanes that recently came through Florida, so we had to evacuate. And so during that time, I started the 90-day challenge. I'm like, hold on. Like, the natural disaster just came within Florida. We got to leave. We got to go. We got to do so many different things. We have to figure it out. When you are pursuing your idea, you have to figure it out no matter what. There's going to be natural disasters. There's going to be different things that you have to overcome. There's going to be different challenges that you have to face. But you have to be willing to adapt to the change, because eventually you will get better. You can't predict what's going to happen. You can't predict what's going to come. You can't predict anything of that nature. So you have to give yourself permission to say, if I'm going to do my best, I'm going to do my best regardless of the matter. I'm going to do my best regardless of what I think. I'm going to do my best every single day. Because every single day, you have to be willing to do the work every single day. And you have to also give yourself permission to fail, to learn. I gave myself permission to learn on a public figure, on a public platform. Throughout my journey of this 90-day challenge, I was learning every single day. And I failed more than succeeded because I had to learn what I was doing. I wouldn't understand why that was important. You see, that's important because it helps you evolve. I started to evolve because I gave myself permission. I gave myself grace, and I gave myself understanding that I'm learning something new. I'm learning something new because, yes, I got educated. I read the book. I read the class. I went into class. I went in a business course. I learned it. But for me to actually grow more, I have to act on the knowledge that I just received. I have to act on it. Because if I'm not acting on the idea is wasted. The reason why starting a business is a process, because every phase that you are in, there's something new that you do not understand. There's something old that you can recognize, but there's something familiar that's going to help you recognize why this idea is important. Starting a business is a process, because as it's a process, it's a cycle. You go through the cycle of identifying who you are. You go through the cycle of identifying your business. You go through the cycle of how you're going to start this business. And not knowing that as you are starting this business is going to be a little bit more challenging. But when you give yourself grace, when you give yourself permission, when you give yourself understanding, you're able to fail and improve as you are going along your journey. But you can only grow your idea if your idea is something that is focused on every single day. The main thing that I can say that I accomplished throughout this 90-day challenge to make $100,000 was that I was very consistent. When I went to the Marine Corps training, our training was 90 days. Like our training was 3 months. And throughout the 3 months, they taught us how to be a Marine, what the history was, and we did different challenges throughout our time there. My 90-day challenge was a bit different because I was the only one pursuing this idea at the time. And it told me that just because you have an idea doesn't mean that it's going to go to waste. You have to learn what you are doing. You see, before you even get to the Marine Corps, or before you even become a Marine and or a sailor and or a soldier and or airman, you have to be willing to go through basic training. You have to do the basic training in order for you to learn how to be in the military. The military is a process that helps you. Hey, I have an idea. Hey, I want to be more than myself. Hey, I just want to leave my hometown. Hey, I just want to explore something new. Before you get the title, you had an idea of saying, I want to take that next step. I wanted to take the next step within my 90-day challenge to understand business at a quicker rate because I wanted to pursue it for myself. This idea not only grew more, but it taught me if you're going to have an idea, you have to be willing to be consistent every single day. Now, I can't say it was challenging to be consistent every single day because every single day I had to get up and do the same exact thing every single day, which means I can either grow this idea, improve this idea, and or strengthen what I don't know. How can you strengthen what you don't know? I have to be willing to continue to educate myself. I have to be willing to continue to watch courses, watch training, ask different mentors, go to different pathways. You see, the reason why your idea is always a cycle because every day you're learning something new about the business that you want to have. Your idea is the is a cycle because you are constantly evolving. You are constantly learning. You are constantly developing. The reason why that's so important is because if your idea is just in your mind, your idea is stuck. Your idea is not growing. Your idea is not being taken care of because you're not doing the action. You're not doing the work and you're not giving yourself grace in order for you to fail. You have to be willing to give yourself permission to say, hey, it's okay if I fail. It's okay if I don't do good. It's okay if I'm able to learn something new. You see, learning something new comes from the idea. You can't be different if you don't have an idea. You can't learn something new if you're not willing to understand that you don't have to know everything to start. You have to start with the process that you are at. You have to start with the point that you are at. You have to start with the place that you are at because when you understand that business is a process, hold on, life is a process, hold on, every day is a process. You have to give yourself permission to say, I'm going to do my best every single day. Kobe Bryant was my favorite NBA player because I watched the interview. Well, before this interview, he became my favorite player back in 2010. But within the interview that I watched, somebody asked me, that was like, what does Mamba mentality mean? And he looked at him and he grabbed the microphone. And he said, Mamba mentality is just becoming the best version of yourself. I said, oh, I got it. Every logo, every company, every business is helping others become the best version of themselves. Everyone says they're pursuing a particular goal that's bigger than themselves. They're pursuing it because they're helping others become the best version of themselves. You see, you can only become the best when you believe in yourself. You see, I believe in myself and every day I get better. Every day I improve. Every day I just get a little bit better. I'm not trying to be... I'm not trying to be extremely better. I'm not trying to be better, like, more than ever. No. I want to take my time getting better. And this 90-day challenge taught me that I can improve because I gave myself grace. I gave myself permission to fail. And I was able to learn more on a journey because the journey is so much more than the destination. The journey is so much more than what I haven't learned and what I haven't seen. Because it shows that if you continue along your journey, the journey is going to not only reward you, but it's going to teach you the education that you just received and the importance behind it. Because now that you have this education and you start acting upon it, you start to see things differently. Your ideas no longer in your mind because you have to be willing to step outside of your mind to confirm that this idea is a good idea, that this idea is a good skill to build, that this idea is something that people will like. It's something that people will like. And if you don't understand why they will like your idea, this is where you start to second guess yourself. Because throughout this challenge, I second guess myself so many different times. I'm thinking I had a path. I'm thinking I had a clear way. I'm thinking I had a direction. But I changed it so much. My ideal is a cycle because I'm constantly evolving. My ideal is a cycle because I'm constantly moving. My ideal is constantly evolving because I'm the one that's learning more about my ideal. When you have an idea, your idea is going to go through a process. You see, the reason why this is so important, because starting a business is a process. Your idea go through a process because you have to learn how to bring it to life. You have to learn how to work on it. You have to learn how to learn it. You have to learn how to improve it. You have to learn how to discover it. Yet your idea is always moving because your idea is a cycle. Your idea is a cycle and is always moving from point A to point B, from point A to point C, from point B to point D, but it's always moving. Because if your idea stops, now this is where you stop dreaming. Because it got hard, because it got challenging, because you wasn't expecting the challenges that came with it. Welcome to life, because life is going to throw you curveballs. Life is going to throw you a punch that you wasn't expecting. Life is going to hit you in a way that you wasn't even dreaming about. But that doesn't mean when you get knocked down, when you get knocked off, when you have to pick yourself back up, doesn't mean that you did something wrong. Doesn't mean that that your idea is bad. Doesn't mean that people won't like your idea. You have to believe within yourself to understand that the idea that you have in your mind is the idea that will help others. You see, starting a business is a process because starting a business is helping others. You can only help others if you know how to help them. If I didn't do the 90-day challenge, make $100,000, I would never learn the type of business I would like to have. Help others get confident on camera so they can start sharing their message with the world. I would never understood that. I would never recognize the importance behind it. I'm thinking everyone is comfortable on camera. I'm thinking everyone know how to share their story. I'm thinking everyone understand, like, if you press record, you will be okay. But I didn't know that my idea came from me taking action. I took action because I believed that I can learn what I was doing. Yes, the goal was to make $100,000, but I came up short because I only made $217, and now I had to invest into the business, and I'm around $10 and some change. The reason why that's so important, because my idea started with an idea. And now when I start acting upon this idea, the lessons that I've learned only came from me taking action from the idea that I had in the beginning. Your idea is a cycle, because within life, your idea has to constantly move. Your idea has to constantly evolve. Your idea has to constantly improve, because as you're improving, you're learning more about your idea. The last point I want to hit on, hold on. My board just slipped off. Hold on, there we go. Last point I want to hit on is that you have to, let me recap the points I have thus far. So first, it starts with your idea. Excuse me. It starts with your idea. And then as it started with your idea, you have to be willing to act on the idea that you currently have. And once you start acting on the idea, you have to give yourself grace. You have to give yourself permission. You have to give yourself the okay to fail. And the last point is that you have to turn that failure into knowledge. Last point, turn failure into knowledge. Turn failure into knowledge. We're going to put that right here for the fourth point. Fourth. Turn failure into knowledge. I went to this networking event. Hold on, I got to show it. Hold on. Turn failure into knowledge. Fourth point. I went to this networking event a couple months ago. And when I went to this networking event, it was one of my friends that was, she was following me on a challenge. Like, hey, like, how's your 90-day challenge going? Like, how's it going so far? Have you made something from it? And she asked me, she said, are you afraid that you was going to fail? Are you afraid that you wasn't going to do good? Are you afraid that you was going to make some mistakes? And I just explained to her, I said, to be honest, I'm okay with failure. Because I'm learning about this idea. I'm learning about business. I'm learning at a faster rate. Because my goal is to learn about business, not necessarily make the money. That's the goal, to make the money. But my other goal is to learn more about business. So she said, were you afraid to fail? And I just told her, I said, no, I wasn't afraid to fail because I'm learning about business. You see, the reason why I was able to answer that so confidently, because I went in knowing that I'm going to learn something new every single day. I went in knowing that even if I make some money, even if I make the goal, I'm going to learn more than I could ever imagine. I didn't know what I was going to learn. I just knew if I was willing to act on my idea, failure was going to turn into knowledge, because failure is knowledge. Life is going to show you, the more you fail, the more you learn. The more you fail, the more you grow. The more you fail, the more you learn. And so I wasn't afraid to fail. I was afraid not to try this idea because I knew I wanted to learn about business. I knew I wanted to, but I didn't understand business. Even though I just got taught business, I'm like, there's something missing. And something missing was that I wasn't pushing myself. I wasn't pushing myself enough. I wasn't discovering myself enough. You see, I failed enough to learn how to communicate. I failed enough to learn how to have a sales call. I failed enough to learn what marketing even was. I failed enough to learn the importance of consistency. You see, when you are failing on your journey, when you are failing along on your idea, when you are failing in life, it's not the end of the world, because at some point you can get back up. At some point you can take that next step. At some point you can have another idea. It's not the fact that failure stops a lot of people. It's more so that people that failure stops their idea, because they stop dreaming, because it's hard, because it's challenging, because it's overwhelming. Now, I'm not saying that the challenge wasn't overwhelming, because it was extremely hard. But I learned so much. When you turn failure into knowledge, you become better overall, because you're willing to fail. You're willing to learn, and you're willing to try again. The reason why your idea is a cycle, because you have to first have an idea. Then when you have an idea, you have to act on it. Then when you act on it, you have to give yourself grace or permission. And once you give yourself grace and or permission, you have to turn your failure into knowledge, because you're constantly trying new things. Your ideas are constantly evolving. You are always improving within yourself. But you can only improve when you recognize the idea that you have for yourself. You can only grow when you are taking the action needed to take upon your ideal. You see, when I made the first $97, I made the first $100. I was super excited. I made a post about it. I can't remember the exact day it was on, but I made that post. I said, man, I just made my first $97. And man, it was amazing, because this person said that they wanted to start a podcast. This person needed help. This person needed mentorship. And when he asked me, man, I just don't understand mentorship. And at the time, I didn't either. What I didn't know was that we was learning at the same time. And so when I got that first set, I said, man, I just got the first set. I'm excited because I can help my first person. I can help my first idea. I can help my first customer. Because my customer wanted help. My customer wanted to start a podcast. My customer wanted to learn more about what I was offering. But if I would have never started the idea, I would have never been able to understand what the customer needed. Now, there's a process. Again, starting a business, there's a process behind it because you have to go through the process. I was super excited to make my first $97. And then I was extremely excited when I made my first $20, my second $20, because someone donated to me because I had an idea and say, hey, I think you should start your podcast because your podcast is something that will help a lot of people. Your podcast, your message, your voice, you can help a lot of people. He said, man, I just want to buy you lunch. I just want to buy you lunch. Can I send you money to buy you lunch? And he sent me the money. He didn't ask me. He was like, man, I'm sending you the money so you can get some lunch. Lunch is on me. I said, oh, man, I just got another $20. Now I'm around $100.17. You see, I was working the idea. I was working the idea. And as I went along the journey, as I went along the challenge of the 90-day challenge making $100,000, I'm going along the challenge and it became extremely hard because I know exactly what I was doing. I was changing so many different times of what I wanted to do. If I would have really paid attention to what I did in the beginning, I could have done it over and over again throughout the 90-day challenge. But what happened was that I was unsure of if this is what people actually wanted. If this is what people actually need to help with. If this is something I can actually help with. And by this, I'm saying by helping entrepreneurs launch their podcast. I didn't know it was like a big need. I was only focusing on one particular thing, which is launching the podcast. I forgot about the editing the podcast, the posting the podcast, the managing the podcast. I forgot all about that. So when different customers came like, hey, I need this. I don't necessarily need to know how to start a podcast because I'm already comfortable on camera. But do you offer this, that, and that? And I'm like, no. Do you want to start a podcast? No. I didn't necessarily say it like that. I'm like, no, I'm only worried about like helping you launch a podcast. Like if you already have a podcast, I didn't think that far ahead. So I got stuck. My idea was stuck. I was stuck. In life, when you get stuck, you can get unstuck by just taking a deep breath. I took a deep breath and over time, over the weeks, I started to learn that, man, this is really a need. Like, others really want to learn how to launch their podcast, but they have no idea how to. And so this is my specialty. This is my focus. And so throughout life, starting a business is a process, but it's not just starting a business. It's everything that you do. There's a process that you have to go through because you know, there's a cycle that you have to experience. You can't skip the steps. You can't skip the what you're going to go through because your idea is just waiting to be discovered. When you have an idea, do everything in your power to discover your idea, because eventually your idea will be able to help a lot of people. So when you have an idea, you have to be willing to act on it, because when you act on your idea, you start to learn things on the go. You start to learn things every day. You start to learn things that you're not even prepared to learn. Because when you start to prepare to learn it, now you have to start to give yourself grace or permission to say, hey, I might not learn everything. I might not be good at everything, but I'm going to give myself permission to discover everything, because you can always learn something new. And as you're learning something new, you have to turn failure into knowledge and to say failure is knowledge, because I'm willing to learn on this idea and never stop learning, because eventually the longer I stay down, the longer I act on this idea, the longer I improve, I will eventually get better, because as you are getting better, you are learning more about your skill. So starting a business is a process because you have to understand the cycle that you are in order for you to keep showing up, for you to keep learning, for you to keep improving. So if you really enjoyed this video, Make sure you hit that like button and hit that subscribe button. And let me know in the comments on what idea, what is one idea that you are constantly thinking about that you have yet to act upon. Let me know in the comments. I would love to read it. I would love to interact with it, because we all have ideas. We all have dreams. We all have goals. But we have to be willing to act on the idea. So let me know in the comments, what idea are you constantly thinking about? And let me know, and I love to read, love to interact with you. So until then, until next time, make sure you click this video right here to watch additional training videos on how to become the best version of yourself.